First, UW-Madison has a new program designed for adults who have a little college credit in their background but not a degree, who are interested in coming back to school. You could join in at 800-642-1234. Is this you? Did you do some college maybe earlier in life and you did go back later or thought about it or thinking about it right now? What would help you? What sort of obstacles do you see to do something like that? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or email ideas@WPR.org. Autumn Sanchez is with us, Program Director of the new Badger Ready Program with the Adult at Career and Special Student Services Department at UW-Madison. Autumn, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Well, the Badger Ready Program, tell us about the students or potential students who might be eligible for this.
Sure. Well, we just launched on April 24th, and we're looking for returning adult students who are 25 years and older, who have some college credit but no degree and are maybe looking to earn the degree to get ahead at work, to fulfill a lifelong dream, and really don't know where to begin. Again, 25 years and older, some college credit. We're accepting all veterans, and we're really aimed to remove some of those challenging barriers that returning adults or non-traditional students have.
And let's talk about those barriers.
Sure.
That you're trying to address here. What kind of challenges do these non-traditional students, the people not coming straight out of high school, might face?
Right. So many people have competing priorities and responsibilities, whether that's balancing work part-time, full-time, whether that's family commitments, community involvement commitments, other things that are pulling them away and directing their energies elsewhere. They have to find a way to balance this in order to make sure that education is a priority in their life and to be able to finish. There are additional barriers to navigate, such as flexibility with your employer, seeing if there's room within your work day or your work week to be able to take courses, or if maybe you could drop down to like an 80% or something that would work to both the adult and the employer's that would benefit both of them. Additionally, people who've been away from campus may have not as much experience navigating campus technology, and they may also feel like they don't belong there, that they look around and that's mostly, you know, traditional age 18 to 22, or maybe they even get mistaken as a TA or a professor. There's just a bunch of different nuances that may be a barrier to them, but we definitely help them figure it out and help them assimilate into the college experience.
And one additional challenge, this is for people, for the most part, who have done a little bit of college, maybe mm-hmm. back in the day, and I imagine that maybe you look at the transcript of what they did out of college, the grades maybe weren't good, or they had a financial problem, they had to bail and got incompletes, stuff that would be an obstacle to even get in the first place, right?
Right. So we look at every application. We see the individual behind it. And part of the application process is really having a conversation with that applicant and saying, what kind of jammed you up in the past? Let's talk about that. Has it been resolved? Are there other things that we need to work on? And really fleshing that out so that we understand that the challenges in the past hopefully won't be repeated in the future, that there's a support system set up for them, and that we really want to poise them for success as a student now.
Talking to Autumn Sanchez with the Badger Ready program at UW-Madison, aimed at non-traditional students, returning students who are coming back to school after a little bit of school, and this project aims to give them a leg up, overcome some obstacles. You mentioned that social support, Autumn. Mm-hmm. What does that work? What does Badger Ready do to provide that?
Sure. So we'll have an orientation before they begin as a university special student in the fall, and I hope to connect them with other returning adults and transfer students and be able to connect with their peers and form a group where they know that they are part of this university, part of this campus, that they deserve to be here, and really focus on communication. How do you communicate with professors? How do you communicate with students that are a different age? Really, and being a place where people can call, can email, can show up at my office and come in and talk about the challenges they're having, the successes that they're having, and just be able to problem solve as a team.
I want to bring on a caller now. We've got Ruth on the line in Altoona with a question. Ruth, hi.
Hi. Hi. I'm just calling to find out, is this undergraduate programs only, or does it include graduate programs for people who had to step away from a graduate program because of family or work obligations?
Hi, Ruth. Thanks for calling in. This is for returning adults who are looking to earn their first undergraduate degree.
All right, Ruth, thanks a lot for the call. And yeah, let's talk now about what happens when I get in. I'm that returning undergraduate. We've got the social support network in place. What does my college career start to look like as I navigate work and school?
Yeah, so it really depends on that individual. It depends on what they studied previously. We'll take a look transcript, see what might transfer in here. Depends on what degree they are seeking in terms of what courses, what their first semester, second semester, and ongoing semesters might look like. It's a very individualized program.
And this is brand new, as you said, just kicking in last month. So what's happening? Are you taking applications
now? We are. Yes, we're accepting for fall only at this point. Mm-hmm. I would say anyone that's interested, go ahead and apply. We'll be opening spring soon, but go ahead. We have scholarship money available for those that need some financial assistance. So if you're thinking about the program, if you're not quite sure, go ahead and take a look at our website. And in addition, we have a link on there to go ahead and apply.
Is this mainly intended for people who would be in the UW-Madison area so they could mm-hmm. physically attend classes?
So we're looking for the ability, right, exactly that, to be able to attend classes on campus. You don't have to live only in Madison, but I think it would be helpful. I know that we do offer a variety of online courses, but generally most courses will be taken right here on campus. So your ability to take to come to campus and be in class is really important.
Is this something that you've more or less invented here, or have you seen similar programs at other schools around the country and said, hey, yeah, let's do something like that?
I think the statistics now are, in Wisconsin included, about 1 in 5 adults have some college credit but no college degree, which is a pretty high statistic, I think. And so the need is definitely out there. I know other colleges and universities are recognizing this and have created other programs. This is new to our university, but I do know that this is becoming more popular around the education setting.
Do you have a number of enrollees in mind for this fall semester coming up?
We do. We're looking at 20 to 30 for the school year. And again, it will be limited. We have limited scholarship funding available. And then if people don't need the scholarship money and just really want to be a part of the program too, they can go ahead and apply. So it's people who have financial need and who are able to pay their way as well.
You can see where this would benefit the people who enroll. Do you think it's good just for the university community at whole to have these people coming in from this, you know, not straight out of high school background? Does that add to the experience for the other students as well?
Absolutely. They have a wealth of knowledge and work experience and life experience and can add to that eclectic fabric of classroom conversation. And I think that everyone is better by having a more diverse classroom.
And is this, you know, any major? Are there people out there who might not want to do this because it doesn't, it's only doing certain programs?
No, we discuss in the application process what degree program they're interested in. And if it makes sense, we will continue on. If it makes sense for them to go to another university, then we also talk about that pathway for them. So the really cool thing about this is that we are able to help them figure out their next step, no matter what direction that may be.
And I don't want to get too far ahead of things here, but you get those 25, 30 students in the fall. Are you hoping to, if it's successful, grow the program beyond that?
Yes. we are hoping to do that. We're hoping to start small and make sure that we do everything with a lot of integrity and quality. But the more people that we can reach, I think the better.
If somebody's listening out there and thinking, yes, I specifically want to check this out and do it, where can they find some information?
Sure. So you can reach out. Our email address is badger.ready@wisc.edu, or else you can give us a call at 608-263-6960.
And sorry if you said this already, is there a deadline on this?
No, it's a rolling application.
And have you seen applications coming in already? I know it just started.
But. Yes. No, we have a lot of applications, a lot of people who are interested in this opportunity, and it feels good to be able to serve the community in this way.
Autumn, thanks for joining us, and good luck with the program.
Thank you so much.
That's Autumn Sanchez, Badger Ready Program Director with Adult and Career and Special Student Services at UW-Madison.